Welcome to another segment of Glancing at the Stars. With a number of planets in Aquarius at the moment, it seems like a good time to discuss the transition from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. From the astrological point of view, the different ages relate to the great year, or a complete cycle of the precession of the equinoxes. Precession refers to the backwards movement of the Earth's axis relative to the stars or the zodiac. It takes approximately 26,000 years for the Earth's axis to complete a full cycle from pointing at one star and returning to point at the same star. This means that the upper pole of the Earth's axis will point within each of the 12 zodiac signs for around 2,150 years. Right now, it is pointing toward the sign of Pisces. While there remains much dispute as to the start of the age of Aquarius, it appears to me from the socio-political perspective, we are nearing the end of the age of Pisces. Pisces is the last of the 12 signs. Functioning at its highest level, Pisces shows great empathy and an ability to take whatever form or shape required. It means great adaptability, and thus its capacity to go with the flow, responding to the moment. On a low level, Pisces can represent misunderstandings and a penchant for distortions or outright lying. Extremely sensitive, it may avoid harsh realities through escaping into fantasy, drugs, alcohol, and other diversions to keep out the truth. It can be difficult to pin Pisces down, since it can be the master of spin. On the other hand, Aquarius, as a sign, is more direct and a promoter of the rights of everyone. Freedom is a hallmark of Aquarius. While it can get caught up in its own ideas and ideals, it tends to embrace the truth rather than avoid it. Innovation and a willingness to experiment with what is new makes Aquarius forward-thinking. It prefers reason to emotion and science to religion. Although the Internet is definitely Aquarian in nature, freedom of expression, a resource for discovering the truth, the opportunity for every individual to create his or her own business, the political reality is much closer to the lowest expression of Pisces, lies, distortions, and an inability to face or tell the truth. The mainstream media shapes the stories to fit whatever is the agenda of their masters, a classic Piscean function. So it seems we are on the cusp of changing signs in the great year. Often at the end of cycles, the old patterns become stronger as their supporters desperately cling to the aging ways of accomplishing objectives. I think one indication that the Aquarian Age is taking hold will be a stronger and stronger demand for the truth in all aspects of life. Let us hope that time is near.